I wasn't planning on having you as my roommate. I actually thought that if Bowdoin College knew I had you, they wouldn't let me come to college. So I hadn't mentioned it to anyone. And I got a job working at Staples, cleaning at night. I had to take you in with me at work sometimes and hide you in the closet. I think I lost something like 27 pounds just from stress and not eating because I didn't have enough for both of us. My basketball teammates were my first babysitters. I just remember coming from class, and there were four giant guys, and then there was this 18-month-old who was tearing up the room.
Were you ever embarrassed bringing me to class or just having me in general?
I felt a little awkward, but never embarrassed. There were times when the only way I could get through was to come in and look at you and see you sleeping and then go back to my studies. And my graduation day from Bowdoin is a day I'll never forget. You know, all of my classmates, they stood up and gave me the only standing ovation.
I remember walking up with you and having my head in your shoulder.
Yeah, the dean called both of our names as he presented us with the diploma.
So, technically, I already graduated from college.
Nice try. That degree only has my name on it, so you still gotta go.
I really admire your strength.
I draw my strength from you. I always have, and I still do. You know, you took care of me in the hospital as if our roles were reversed. I was in the hospital bed, and you were rubbing my head, and you were telling me everything was going to be okay. You watched me at my weakest point where no father wants to be, and you didn't shed a tear.
The best day of this past year was when you had your last chemo treatment.
That was a good day. Thank you. Now I am feeling a little better and we're doing the college search.
It's crazy, like growing up on a college campus, and now that I'm finally that age, I don't really believe it.
You won't have the early struggles that I did. You won't have a child. You know, when I was going through treatments, one of the things that helped me through is knowing that had I not been there to help you through this process, you would have figured it out by yourself. But I'm grateful that I am here and with you.
I'm also glad that we're here. Thank you for always being there for me and just giving me the life that I have.